Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant?
Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Tucson Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, grand rising, everyone, and happy new year, because we've got just a few days to the new year, and I didn't know anything better than to bring on one of my favorite people, Dr. Stephen Spencer, to help us ring in the new year in style. And today, and I'm going to read this to make sure I have this right. So we're going to talk about healing your lineage and breaking generational curses. So what we're going to talk about is your DNA and how it doesn't determine your health, right? And so gene expression is controlled by our thoughts and our belief systems. And I don't know anybody better to talk about that than Dr. Stephen Spencer. So let me bring him on. Hello.
Morning, Jody.
How are you?
Good to be on again.
What's that?
Good to be on the show again.
It's always great to have you on the show. When I count my blessings, Dr. Stephen, I count you twice.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really do. That's my truth. So.
Yeah, so probably the person who's actually better than me is Bruce Lipton to talk about DNA, because he's the lead researcher biologist that actually was breaking the paradigm about Walter Crick's and the old paradigm of DNA, that it's fixated and that if your genes are pressing a certain code, that you will experience this disease, right? But what Bruce Lipton discovered is that through the chakra system we can, and our belief systems, we can actually impact that and change that. And so we have 7 in-body chakras and some outer body chakras. The in-body chakras are affected by our belief system, which we know that the chakra system pulls in from the quantum field that signals our cells a certain vibration to work at a certain frequency. So for instance, we have the heart chakra, right? And so the heart chakra, which deals with loving yourself and loving the world and loving your neighbors. And if we have experiences in our life that have caused trauma early in childhood or even brought in from past life, which is the lineage part, what will happen is it will close our heart chakra, limit the energy flow in, and change the cellular vibration, creating symptoms in the physical body. So in that feeds the meridians, right? The chakra system feeds into the meridians. And all of a sudden, we get restrictions. So we don't, for instance, I use this one a lot, but we don't forgive our father, right? Our father abused us. Our father wasn't there for us, whatever the case with the individual. Now what happens is the heart chakra closes, but in that, there's resentment towards the parent, or
anger
towards the parent. And so that can move through 3 different pathways in Chinese medicine, right? This is the five element theory. We have the Shen, the Ko, and Wo. Right. And so let's just say it moves through the Ko pathway, right? It moves across the pathway. So if it moves across the pathway, that would mean that your liver was not feeding the spleen to the pancreas, right? So if the liver, and you're holding on to that anger in your liver, and it's not feeding the spleen to the pancreas.
Excuse me. I'm clearing. That's a clearing.
We triggered something in you, huh?
Well, you know, so I may, or I'm clearing it for someone else. You know, a lot of times what's happened in the last month and a half.
You got the stuff with Dad.
So actually, you'll have stuff. Apparently I still do. I have a lot of love for my father despite his stuff, but.
Of course. Yeah, but this is also the conscious stuff, right?
The conscious stuff. And what I realized that I didn't know is that, one, of course, you know, like I forgave him, forgot to forgive myself, right? And then, which is like next week's show, but we can talk about it here too. And then the second thing is that there's like this frequency that I still had, so that I forgot to remove.
Yeah.
I'm like, oops, because then you're still attracting it into your field.
Yeah.
Unless you remove the frequency from the body. And shift your mindset, which is, go ahead.
Yeah. Which is the whole belief system, right?
Right.
So I've got later on in the show, we're going to do instead of having people come to the show and actually work with individuals, I'm actually going to do a collective clearing with something.
Thank you.
Okay? But what I was getting at with the whole co-pathway of the liver not feeding the spleen and the pancreas is if the liver doesn't feed the spleen and the pancreas, all of a sudden that can manifest itself in forms of diabetes. Mm-hmm. It could manifest itself in the form of infection, right? Because the spleen helps clean the blood and fight infection. It's a big part of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to understand that the messages that are there within our body are a gift from strange wrapping paper, and know how to interpret them.
Well, it's strange wrapping paper because we've been taught something different.
Correct.
But those signals are amazing. And if we chose to look at the signals in body the same way we look at the signal that comes from our car, let's take a look at that. What's the root cause, you know?
Right. So
the neat
thing is that when we talk about the subconscious mind, which is all attached to the subconscious mind, our inherited belief systems, right, are part of the subconscious mind pattern. So in that, what happens is this instance with Dad where he wasn't there for you and you hold the low self-esteem or you have the anger, whatever the emotional component is that individual experienced, his perception, whatever that was, we attract that experience. And there's a lesson that was in there to learn. But in that, we have the hypothalamus, which controls all your autonomic function. And then we have the limbic brain, which is your emotional brain.
Right.
So we have the experience of the limbic brain, of the emotion that's felt, that basically goes to the hippocampus, which is your memory, and it just runs like a ping pong ball, right? And it's basically back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, even if you're not thinking about it.
Right.
Your conscious mind, or subconscious mind, is 98% of thought. So it's running this self-destruct pattern over and over and over, right?
So how do you... So you've got this self-destruct pattern going on. Not,
mm-hmm.
Well, most of us do. And, you know, I have a few ways to have it.
There's several ways, right? The way I do it is I create a the way I do it and help patients is I create a energy portal with a belief system. And I just harmonize it. I change the energetic frequency of it with love and gratitude. Right, it's just words and vibrations. This Dr. Maro Suyamoto was the doctor who discovered that words influence your structure of water in your body.
Yeah. I love him.
Energy flow. But you can do the whole thing of fake it till you make it, right? And looking in the mirror and telling yourself, I'm beautiful. I am special. I don't deserve to be neglected. I have self-value. Because the whole thing of it is we manifested in that experience with that parent because there's a part of us from some past life or some lesson we need to come in here to learn. So I firmly believe that we choose our parents before we're born here.
Oh, absolutely.
We manifest in that experience and we sign up for that before we come here. We choose our parents.
Yeah, I did a good job.
Yes?
I did a good job.
You did a good job choosing your parents?
Yes, I did.
You don't have your own children anyway, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I wasn't called to have children this lifetime. So, so the funny story is that I was in freshman year and they show you that film. So you know I'm a little bit older than you. I was born in '63, and so by the time I was 12, I'm 13. They're showing us the film in high school how babies were born. And I walk home with my girlfriend, Susie O'Hare, and I said, yeah, a football's not coming out of my vajayjay. I said, it's not going to happen. So just like it was that moment I saw how they're born, and I'm like, they're not coming out of me, not happening, because it just looked too painful. But in hindsight, I will say this. Giving birth doesn't have to be painful. It can be joy. They just scare the living daylights out of you. And I know that. If I had to do it over, I would do it because if you're making a baby, you know, with the love of your life, and then he's there, you're not in a hospital, right? He's there and you're in a home and you're home birthing. Like to me, that's beauty. That's not scary.
Having a midwife come over and doing it a natural way.
Say that?
Having a midwife and doing it the natural way.
Yeah, and having your husband there holding you the whole way through and... You know, things like that. Yeah, that to me, that's beauty. The other one looked like a flipping operation, and I wasn't into that.
Yeah.
Just saying. So, go ahead.
Here's the thing that I wanted to tie in with all this, right? Besides the DNA and breaking the general operational curse and all this. I want to tie this all in because what happens is, and this is important at this time of year, we talk about Jesus Christ. And we're celebrating his life, you know, around December 25th. Even though his birthday was, you know, sometime in August.
Yeah.
So I've also heard March, but it's for sure not in December, right?
Right.
So we know that was manipulated to compete by the churches to compete with other holidays. So.
Oh yeah, the Maccabean calendar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. What I want to talk about is called the sacred secretion.
Okay.
Okay. So the Bible itself is very metaphorical, but people like to take it literally, right? Jesus Christ was an amazing man, but you're all made in God's image. Every single one of us is made in his image. It has the same power to do as in Christ did. So in that we have this thing called the sacred secretion. And the sacral secretion is nothing more than your cerebral spinal fluid. Okay? So there's a part of your brain called a clostrum, right? Which mm-hmm. is basically the neocortex. It's that outer layer. It's all those squiggles in your brain. And that's where cerebral spinal fluid is actually produced. But it runs down. It sits down in the sacrum. And it sits down there for two or three. It sits down there for several days. And it kind of marinates and it builds up. And then what happens is, you know, we hear about Kundalini energy and how it transforms up the spine, right? That's your cerebral spinal pump, right? It is a pump, a pituitary pump. So what happens is that cerebral spinal fluid moves up. It ascends just like up to 33 vertebrae, just like Jesus Christ died at 33 years old. Right? And yeah. So what happens is it goes up. It sits on the pineal and the pituitary gland, which are it's basically baptized or anointed, mm-hmm. right? Is activated into the third eye and your intuition.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, your pineal gland is how you connect to God, right? To spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's the spirit module. That's where TMT is produced and everything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a good time to remember that God is within all of us, and you're made in His image, and so you have the same power that Christ did.
Well, and tell me when it's a good time to share what, you know, the little part from the book, Living Judaism, that I told you
about. Oh, yeah.
So let me know when it's a good time.
Sure. So cerebral spinal fluid, you know, the sacred secretion, right, that mm-hmm. basically gives you this Christ consciousness, which is what everybody's talking about now. So cerebral spinal fluid deals with the reproductive system. It deals with the spleen, creating plasma, which is your stem cells. So in other words, your body heals itself and resurrects itself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So that's where that's coming from. And I think the Bible is much more metaphorical than it was literal.
Well, then if you go back to what they say in chiropractic, and or just even holistic, right? The body heals itself. We are just like you and I as healers. We're the conduit, but the body does the work.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the bone marrow, which is, you know, cerebral spinal fluid is necessary for bone marrow and the red blood cell production. So it's all the life force. The cerebral spinal fluid is your life force. We're going to talk about the energy flow and the Kundalini energy. That is your life force.
Wow. So So when I studied plants, right, mm-hmm. essential oils, the compounds that make up the plant, and that fluid is its life source.
Mm-hmm.
So is that similar in that that would be the cerebral spinal fluid of the plant or the human?
I mean, it's possible. I don't know. I'd have to read more. I don't know enough about
it. It feels the same. It doesn't, but it has the same concept, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and that fluid, that the lifeline of the plant supports that plant in defending against anything harmful to its DNA. And so, bring some clarity to this, but what it sounds like the cerebral spinal fluid is supporting us against any harmful effects to our DNA. Yes or close?
Well, that's the thing, is our DNA, which is our belief systems, impact the flow of the cerebral spinal fluid.
God.
So your body starts to speak in this strange love language of the universe of symptoms in your body and life whenever we have poor belief systems. And the cerebral spinal fluid doesn't ascend all the way, and we don't regenerate, we don't repair, the body starts to speak in symptoms. So what we want to do is figure out, why is that cerebral spinal fluid not moving?
Okay. And so when you consider the fact that we've been programmed to believe that we need pills for our ills, that our bodies don't know how to heal itself without surgery or medication or some synthetic, that will stunt the growth or the flowering of the cerebral spinal fluid. It will stop the flow.
Right. It'll limit it.
Yeah.
So What's interesting, though, with all this is that it's not just our belief systems that influence this flow of cerebrospinal fluid, the sacred secretion that helps us ascend, just like Christ did. It's also foods affect the sacred secretion or the cerebrospinal fluid movement, right? So if you're eating poor toxic foods, drinking sodas, toxic chemicals in the environment, you know, the things we use to clean our houses, if it's smoking cigarettes, alcohol, right? It's our lifestyle also impacts it. It's not just our emotions. So we keep this clean, clear, pure lifestyle, not just in our thoughts, but our actual behaviors and the things we do for our bodies. And that's where your program comes in, right?
Yes, it does. Because right. I learned when I studied holistic nutrition and science-based nutrition, right, that our genes don't need to be expressed.
Right.
Even though, like, you could have the APOE4 gene, which is for Alzheimer's, or you could have the genes, which I don't know what that gene is, for arthritis. My mom's hands looked really, really bad because she had arthritis. Oh, that's funny. So I didn't catch that. I'm sorry, Chris. You're funny. You don't. You feel like you're one of. Chris says I feel like I'm one of your kids. That's funny. My mom had really bad arthritis. And I have the genes for it. I had arthritis back in 2013. It is not expressed on any level. And it's my diet. It's my mindset. I don't believe in disease anymore. And if I get a disease, like, I just get rid of it because I have to shift the mindset that goes with it.
It's a matter of emotional, biochemical, and structural stress.
Yes. Naima says, my husband held my hand throughout my entire labor after my daughter was born. He said, I'm exhausted. I'm going home. Hilarious. I didn't catch all these. I had the wrong side up. So that's hilarious. Chris says, 33 vertebrae. There's a lot associated with this number. Never put that together. I know. Brilliant, right, Chris? Yeah, sorry, guys. I had the wrong side of the screen up, so I didn't catch all these. So Teddy says, Susan Essentials, I had my kiddo at home with the help of the dad and a midwife. My female OBGYN had all hers at home and saw no reason for me not to. Planning, of course. Yeah. And then Chris says, I believe all the genes are present in the body. It's the internal terrain that clicks them on or off all day, right? The internal terrain being our thought forms.
Your thought, belief systems, your posture, any kind of stress, right? The foods you eat, right? All those things can influence our DNA.
Well, and that's why it's so important, the people that you surround yourself. And if they are not supporting you, or if they're constantly triggering you, you have choices.
Well, you have to take responsibility for those triggers.
Well,
right?
That's what I'm saying. You have choices. Yeah. No, I'm with you. So if they're triggering
you, it could be one of two things, right? It could be that you were telling you to dump that person and to move on. Doesn't mean you don't love them, but it just means that the right people come in your life and the right people leave, right? Not everyone's supposed to be in your life forever. It's just
how it is.
But if they're triggering a wound in you, because they take personal accountability for that, and we have to heal from within. And then organically what happens is naturally that relationship just splits. It's not you're running away from the problem. We heal from within. And then that relationship may fall apart or split apart. Or
become stronger because you heal it.
Or become stronger because you change. Absolutely. Either way.
I mean, so I had some things coming up with my husband, and what we both learned to do is keep looking at ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. What is it within me? So there were two things. What's in it with me that needs to be healed, right? And why am I triggered by that? And, you know, we both did this. And it takes a lot of work.
A courageous man wants to change the world, but a wise man changes himself.
Love that.
Right. So
a courageous man wants to change the world, but a wise man wants to change himself.
Right.
Can I add to that?
Go ahead.
First.
Right.
Not to change yourself first.
You're not going to change the rest of the world. You're not going to convince the rest of the world, right? It's an uphill battle. But we can change ourselves. So it goes back to that quote by Nelson Mandela. You are a child of God. It's not our light that we are afraid of. Or it's not our darkness that we are afraid of. It is our light.
Mm-hmm.
And as we... Oh, gosh. It's not our darkness. I'm sorry. I'm having a recall here. So it's not our darkness that we are afraid of. It is our light. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. You are a child of God. And playing small does not serve the world.
No, it does not. Matter of fact, I handed out pictures with Nelson Mandela's, a picture of Nelson Mandela and that quote about you're playing small doesn't serve the world.
Yeah.
I did that on Halloween in 2013, got reprimanded by somebody, but okay. I think this is the time. I'm going to read this information. There's a book that I told you about. It's, let me just look it up. So Kindle, here it is. So it's called Living Judaism, okay? And you said, well, we're talking about Christ. Why are we talking about Living Judaism? Well, this amazing man wrote this book. He's a rabbi. And I'll have to get his name later because I'm on a different page. And
Jesus was Jewish, right?
Jesus was Jewish. And he doesn't even mention Jesus, but this is just how this feels to me, and it feels amazing. And the book is called Living Judaism. And when I was studying to become a bat mitzvah at the age of 53, I was reading this book. I converted to Christianity instead, but not because of this book. so I'm going to read this because I want you to really put your ears on for this. It's so poetic. And then see yourself. Okay? So here we go. I take my glasses off to read. So it's an old Jewish legend. It says, in the beginning, before the beginning, God's light filled the entire universe. When God decided to create the world, he had to withdraw some of his light from the universe so that there would be space for the land and the seas and the trees and the corn stalks, the butterflies, and the lions, the ladybugs, and the sea otters. By the way, I read this to my brother on his deathbed. He liked it. So God breathed in some of the divine light, breathed it in, so there would be room for all the things he wanted to create. But what was God to do with the light of his being that had filled the whole universe now that he had breathed it in? Well, he put it into little light jars, heavenly vessels that would hold his radiance. And then he began to create the sky and the earth, the dry lands and the waters and the fiery sun and the shimmering moon and the twinkly stars. He created the forests and the deserts and the creepy crawly things and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea and the animals roaming here to there. And everything was going so well. Creation was shaping up just perfectly. God was having a wonderful time. But in the heavens, there was trouble. So God's light, which he had put into these vessels, could not be hidden away. For no vessel, not even a heavenly vessel, could contain the radiant light of God. And so the glory of God's splendor was accustomed to filling the universe, not being hidden away in jars. I'm going to repeat that. The glory of God's splendor was accustomed to filling the universe, not being hidden away in little jars. Sound familiar with what people do? We hide our light. So it wasn't too long until, with a blazing flash, that God's light burst out of the heavenly vessels. And the force of the mighty impact caused the jars to shatter into million little pieces. And the light itself splintered into billions of little sparks. And the broken pieces of the vessels fell to the newly formed earth and became the ills and the evils that beset the world, and the little pieces of anguish and travail that one day will have to be collected, you know, soul collection, right? Repaired and made whole again as we reclaim our souls. We do that all the time. And what happened to the billions of little shards of light. Okay, so each of the little shards of light, the sparks of God, became the soul of a human being. And so I'm going to skip and just say, and the human soul is a tiny piece of God, a tiny fragment of God's light, a spark of the divine that burst forth from the heavenly vessels and showered the universe. And then I'll go to the last part that I want to read. Each person then and now is to joyfully share the universe with God, to be his companion and helpmate, his resident caretaker and earthly steward. So because we are all pieces of God, we are God. And a lot of people go, well, you know, yeah, I saw a post on Facebook about 3 days ago. She said, well, I keep on hearing I'm God, that I'm Christ. And I'm like, we are all.
We all are. Yeah.
We all are. You're right. You are.
Right. Right. So, you have 33 vertebrae, just like he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all symbolism. So this is where I want to go with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I talked about our DNA and how our thoughts and our belief systems influence that. And we have outside influence that we all have been manipulated and lied to through our political system, through our school system. And so we are all individuals that come here for soul's growth and to have a purpose. And so I want every single person to be their own master and not have a master.
Yes.
And to fulfill their soul's purpose. So what I want to do is instead of doing like having people call in, and I'm going to have some people call in or message in, because I want to get how this triggers and what makes them feel, so we include that in the collective. So give me 1 minute because I got to go grab my chakra glasses.
So why don't you do that? I'll run the commercial since we're at 8:32.
Yeah.
And then we'll start off with what your
yeah. We're gonna do a collective clearing.
A collective clear. I love it.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome.
All right, peeps. We're gonna go to a quick commercial, and I encourage you to stick around so we can do the collective clearing. I'm so thrilled. Okay, hold on 1 second here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers a psychologist, doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials re-engineered the health bug club with a self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
All right. I think that's enough commercial. Got two.
Right.
So we'll
start with some belief systems. So you're going to help me create this one. Okay.
Okay. But let me create a banner first. I'm just going to put it to the collective clearing. All
yep.
right. And we're going to create that. And then we're just going to do that. Okay. Go for it.
All right. Awesome. So first thing I want to do is make sure that we are reconnecting, right? The body is an instrument. We want to tune it. We want to make sure that it's tuned. So we want to check the collective and their connection to mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
I check the collective, the mind and body aren't even connected.
No, not even kind of.
Infinite love and gratitude. So the mind's connection to the body, and the mind and the body are reconnected. So now we're going to check, is the collective connected to the earth?
No.
Spirit to earth, no. Infinite love and gratitude, the spirit's connection to earth. The mind's connection to the earth, infinite love and gratitude, and the body's connection to the earth, infinite love and gratitude, to the collective spirit, mind, and body reconnecting back to the earth. And we're going to check the universe. And when we check the universe, we put our hands together, our prayer symbol. We want to check, is the spirit connected to the universe? Yeah, actually, the spirit's connected to the universe. Is the spirit connected to the mind? Yes. Is the spirit connected to the body? Yes.
Yeah, I'm
so
hearing
those are all connected. So we just tune the instrument. The mind and body were connected, and the spirit, mind, and body of the collective wasn't connected to the earth. And so now that we've tuned in with a better resonance, we can have a greater impact on the society and the collective. And so the topic I chose, because we were speaking about the heart chakra earlier and changing our generational belief systems, right, that influence the energy flow through our bodies and the cerebral spinal fluid. But when I go through this and I say, I am not a slave and I am my own master, it doesn't resonate. So we just want to say infinite love and gratitude to not being a slave and being my own master. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. And we're going to say it again and see if it resonates. I am not a slave. I am my own master.
I am not a slave. I am my own master. Yeah.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Wow. That was amazing. So I want people to say this. Give it a moment. Everyone, I am not a slave. I am my own master. That's
infinite
like powerful.
Yeah.
Infinite
everyone
love and gratitude.
Everyone has that same power as God does, right? Mm-hmm. You create just as in him. And people need to wake up and realize that and not be stuck in the system that they've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a slave. And I am my own master. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. And say it with me again, Jody. I'm not a slave.
I am not a slave. I am my own master.
There
infinite
we go.
Love
finally,
and gratitude.
Finally, it's there, right?
Yeah.
So that was a deep one because there was a big resistance to that in the collective.
Yeah.
Right. So we have this. I'm not a slave. I'm my own master. I'm this child of God, and playing small doesn't serve the world.
I am a child of God, and playing small does not serve the world.
We're there, but when we think about the fact of we've been enslaved and programmed and forced beyond our will to serve someone else to enrich their life, how does that make you feel?
A little annoyed. Annoyed. Right. Like,
infinite
that's not
gratitude.
Where I'm here for.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude, right? And we're going to get into that because there's going to be forgiveness with that. So we have an annoyed, right? That's one of the emotions, infinite love and gratitude. All right, let's ask everybody else when they hear that the fact they've been tricked into a system they didn't choose that took away their power and limited their ability to create. How does that make everyone else feel?
Yeah, so people, start putting your messages in the thread if you could. How do you feel that your power was taken away? Do you think it was fear? Do you think it was not fear?
Well, what was created because of the fact that, you know, you felt we've all been enslaved and, you know, you are your own master.
Mm-hmm.
You always have been. You were just fooled and never taught that. So what emotions, when you learn that and discover that, does it make you feel?
Wow, Andrew. Yeah, it makes me feel violated. I can feel that. Justina, thank you. She says fear. Well done.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good. Anybody else have anything they need? They want that makes them feel.
Yeah. How do you feel that you gave your power away, right? That you were programmed to believe that you had to give your power away. How does it make you feel, Chris? I know you got something, Teddy. You go for this. Naima. And who else have I not seen? Here we go. So, Chris, I must have chosen to let it go at some point. I have infinite love and gratitude. I found it again.
That's awesome.
You're
so
awesome.
You've already done your work. That's great.
Yeah, she's amazing. What, Chris, though, do you...
Well, we're dealing with the collective, right? We're dealing with the masses, right? And so we want to heal this on a global level, not just... We want to help everyone ascend and learn that they have a purpose and they have a mission.
So I'm going to tell you what I had in the past as we're waiting, okay? I remember when I first found out what, you know, that I didn't need pharmaceuticals and what the truth was around that. First, I felt betrayed, like Andrew felt violated. I was angry, and then I went into sadness, and then I went, first I was sad, and then I went into anger. So I had sadness, I had anger. Now I just have gratitude because I'm like, well, it taught me what I needed to know, right?
So, right, and that's when we want to get the collective to,
yep,
right?
Yep,
mm-hmm. We want to get them right on point. So we have emotions of annoyed, of violated, of fear, right? And so...
And I think sadness, too. I think we want to bring that. I think a lot of people are sad and angry. I felt that Vieta, she says, thank you. Thank us for showing up. And then Chris is saying, she says she went through extreme sadness and anger.
Cool. I got anger. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So anger, infinite love and gratitude. Sadness, infinite love and gratitude to the sadness. And I added to the collective loss of will, infinite love and gratitude.
Wow.
Gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Good. And so I just want everyone to say, I am powerful beyond measure.
I am powerful beyond measure. Everybody repeat that to yourselves. Out loud is better if you can. I am powerful beyond measure. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. And the infinite love and gratitude really sinks it into your soul.
We are powerful beyond measure.
We are powerful beyond measure. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Wow.
Cool. So let's figure out. We're going to go back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 generations.
Wow. I feel
we're back 17 generations on the collective on this one. And so in that, we're going to go into the heart chakra.
Yeah, that's where it's showing up right now.
Yep. So I'm going to put on these beautiful glasses. Right? So I am.
Oh, we have pink ones like that.
Heart. Infinite love and gratitude. I pinch the hair because that's how I access our DNA, right?
Okay.
We're changing at the collective's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite love and gratitude. And you got to remember that this chakra system deals with belief systems, but it also deals with all of our senses, right? So we have smell, we have taste, we have vision, we have sound. And so there is, for every sense, there is a procedure that we have to do. So I harmonize the vision, but now what I want to do is I want to go into the sound,
mm-hmm.
right? So our hearing, right? So we have tuning forks. So we go in the collective and we're changing that. We pinch the hair because we're influencing the DNA, infinite mm-hmm. love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
It's amazing how when you work with the collective, it needs a lot more than individually, right?
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Whoa. Infinite love and gratitude. Okay, it's getting there. Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah, we're there. Cool. So now,
okay.
We did sound, but we also have a smell. So the smell related to the heart chakra is rose hips.
Well, and it's funny because guess what I brought? Rose
yeah.
hips. Okay.
Go ahead and take a big smell.
Oh, yeah.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
The frequency of rose is 528 or 520.
Yep. That's the same, yeah, that's the same frequency as the sound, too.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So now that we did that, we don't have anything with kinesthetic sense, and we don't have anything with taste.
Okay.
So we don't need to access those. But we're back 17 generations
okay, still
of being imprisoned and limiting our power and living in the anger, the annoyance, being violated, the fear, the sadness, the loss of will. The heart chakra deals with loving ourselves, knowing that we are powerful beyond measure. But that's not where we need to go with this. Where we need to go is self-acceptance.
Thank you.
Personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to accept personal responsibility for our part. So I was supposed to say, I accept. Personal responsibility.
For my part.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I accept personal responsibility for my part. Infinite love and gratitude. I accept personal responsibility for my part. Infinite love and gratitude.
There we go. We're solid on that. I embrace.
Responsibility. Oh, sorry. I embrace.
Personal responsibility. Infinite love and gratitude.
I embrace. Personal responsibility. Complete. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I wanted to go with that, is being able to embrace our personal responsibility for our roles and our play and our part that we need to play in changing this belief system and not living in the anger, the annoyance, the feeling violated, the fear, the sadness, and the loss of will.
Mm-hmm.
And so through all this, when we basically disconnect, because we either internalize and I or disconnect, 17 generations ago,
yeah,
that basically created emotional imbalance and for love and gratitude, a biochemical imbalance and for love and gratitude, a structural imbalance and for love and gratitude, and a spiritual imbalance. So the whole triad of health has impacted the collective and holding in our cells and our vibration, causing the whole ripple effect of people to be imprisoned.
Mm-hmm. And in their own bodies.
What's that?
Imprisoned in their own bodies.
Right. So infinite love and gratitude to the entire triad of health that has been there because of the mind, infinite love and gratitude, the heart, infinite love and gratitude, and the will. So thoughts, feelings, and actions that have been internalized, denied, and disconnected from the collective that are creating the imbalance in our physical being. And so infinite love and gratitude to the mind, heart, and will that have now had that in the past have restricted the energy from flowing through where? Fire element, infinite love and gratitude. That's awesome. It shows a fire element, right? Because a fire element in Chinese medicine deals with rising up to our ultimate potential,
mm-hmm.
what we're supposed to be, our true spiritual essence. And so that's the small intestine, thyroid adrenal meridian, infinite love and gratitude, thyroid adrenal meridian. It's not flowing in the Shen pattern. Infinite love and gratitude, the thyroid adrenals that can now feed the stomach. And so when fire rising up to our true spiritual essence, our true purpose, doesn't flow to the earth, it's because we're not nurturing ourselves. We're not taking the responsibility, right, for our part in the collective. So,
right, and really we have to have radical responsibility
right.
for what
and changing ourselves. Remember, the wise man changes himself.
Yes.
So the courageous man wants to change the world, but the wise man changes himself. And so we want to change ourselves, and through that we invite others to do the same. And so we're making a change in the global collective here to accept personal responsibility for our part in this imprisonment of allowing someone else to tell us how to live to basically make us feel like we were annoyed, violated, imprisoned, to not have our own free will and our own choices, to serve them for their own greed. So now we want to go into that. We want to know that the energy is not flowing. We're not rising. In the collective, we weren't rising up to our potential, which means we weren't nurturing ourselves and to stop that energy from flowing and express itself emotionally. Infinite love and gratitude is a thought virus. Infinite love and gratitude thought virus is a trigger thought virus. Infinite love and gratitude. So a trigger thought virus. It's like we have a presidential election. What happens? Total upheaval, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, I got this other, this, we have two parties, and one person's like, no, I'm going to be controlled now. I have to follow these liberals. Oh, I have to follow the conservatives now. We're spitting on each other. They're angry. But you know what? It makes no difference
Mm-mm.
who comes into power. Does your life change?
Mm-mm.
Very little.
No,
it really
all.
Makes a difference. But everyone's basically contributing into that system and then buying into the toxicity. So we have this trigger thought virus that's there, and it's related to the emotion of lost or overjoyed, or the fire element, lost or overjoyed, not sure, not thinking, abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Abandonment. And I think that I'm so grateful that you're doing this, because this is what's coming up in January. This is all that's coming up. So we got to clear it now. Go for it.
Abandoned in love and gratitude. I just wanted you to say, I love myself.
I love myself. Actually, this is what I'm called to do. I love myself. Infinite love and gratitude. I
as
love
I take
myself.
First and embrace myself.
I embrace myself. Wow. Good job. I embrace myself. Infinite love and gratitude.
Taking personal responsibility.
Taking personal responsibility. Infinite love and gratitude. Wow.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. I love myself and embrace myself.
I love myself. I embrace myself. Infinite love and
taking
gratitude.
Personal responsibility.
Taking personal responsibility.
There we go. So now we want to know, is there any other emotion? No, anything with expression channel? Structure, specific, all structure. Infinite love and gratitude, all the bones, cartilage, ligaments, muscles, joints, organs, fascia, lymphatic, circulation, nerves, integument, and scar tissue that's holding on to an emotion, in, as in loss, overjoyed, not sure, not thinking, abandoned, deserted, absent-mindedness, insecurity. Insecurity is it. Infinite love and gratitude, insecurity.
Insecurity. Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dealing
Whoa.
With being, having to have someone else take care of you, tell you what your spiritual mission is, what your purpose is, when it comes from within. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, insecurity. Any other emotion? No. We have more expression channel. So we have biochemistry that needs to be drained. So a toxic amount of emotion needs to be drained in the fire element of being lost, overjoyed, not sure, not thinking. Abandoned, deserted, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. I just want you to say, I am with me.
I am with me.
And so is God.
And so is God.
Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. The power resides within me.
The power resides within me.
As it does in him.
As it does in him. Wow.
Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. I want to say that one last one. It needs to go again. So the power that resides in
within me.
Within me. Could you repeat that for me?
The power resides.
The power resides.
Within me.
Within me.
As it does in him.
As it does in him. Infinite love and gratitude, because it's still out there. The power
yep.
resides in me.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
There you go.
Gratitude.
Okay, I got the release. Thank
yep.
you. Mm-hmm.
So now we want to know, is there any other emotion? No. Anything else expression channel? No. So now, well, this is where it's manifested, the collective, in the DNA, and actually how it's affected our physical being living here on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So is we want to know now, is it in the mind? No. Is it in the body? It's affected the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so element, cell, organ, gland, pathogen. So we have a pathogen.
That's what I, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a virus.
Right. Thought virus.
No, it's not thought virus.
No.
It's an actual virus.
Oh, physical virus. Like
physical virus. Thought virus is a belief system. This is an actual virus. We're in the holding pattern. This is how it manifests itself in society.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a virus that's affecting the collective. Kind of interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We won't say the name of it. So we're going to go into this virus. I want to scan. I want to know where is it at? Let's check.
Lungs. I'm hearing
yeah,
lungs.
Yeah, it's lungs. Infinite love and gratitude, which I'm going to say this anyway. I don't care. John Hopkins just had another meeting the other week.
Be careful because, well, hold on. I can't get kicked off YouTube.
Okay. All right.
So what I'm going to do...
We're going to deal with this new virus.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We're going to deal with this new virus. Anyway, so we're going to deal with the new virus that's, you know, going to be going around, this respiratory virus, which is all caused from the collective being in prison and in the fear that's been perpetrated. But let's go to that virus that was in the lungs, and we just want to integrate that, infinite love of gratitude, which that virus, remember, a pathogen cannot affect a host in the right vibrational frequency.
Right.
Right. So all we're changing is the personal responsibility that we have to love ourselves, to take control of our lives, that we create just as in God. And all of a sudden now there's no reason for that virus to exist, because we're loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves, realizing our power, our infinite power that's within us. So we have any other pathogens, body, elements, cells, organs, glands, pathogen sense systems.
I'm hearing the gut, like the stomach, the intestinal tract.
Immune system, mm-hmm. Right? Infinite love and gratitude, immune system. There's more systems. Digestive. Infinite love and gratitude, digestive system. And there's systems. No, body. Elements. Hydrogen. Infinite love and gratitude, hydrogen. And there are elements. Mm-hmm. Body, elements, cells, organs, heart, lungs, large intestine, small intestine. Infinite love and gratitude, the small intestines. We have a virus that was impacting the immune system and the digestive system through the small intestines. Infinite love and gratitude, systems, body, holding pattern. I pinch the hair because we're closing this thing out. Infinite love and gratitude. And we're going back to present time consciousness, not 17 lifetimes ago. We are back in real time as we've cleared out the generational trauma that was there, imprisoning us, making us feel like we were a slave and not our own master. And so now we're going to do affirmative statement.
Oh, yeah, mantra.
Affirmation
mm-hmm.
statement, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So we're going to say, today I choose.
Today I choose. Actually, hold on 1 second. So we've got two people, one saying liver and the other one saying lymphadenopathy. Justina, I cannot pronounce that. Can you pronounce that? Lymphadenopathy system?
Lymphadenopathy system. People have that, but that's not for this collective. I mean, that wasn't showing up.
Yeah, I don't hear it showing up. Yes, I agree with you. I don't hear it showing up. We're great.
That might be them individually, but that's not for the collective. That's not for this belief system.
Okay, okay.
So we're gonna close this thing out with an affirmation statement.
Okay.
And so we're going to say, today I choose.
Today I choose.
To be my best.
To be my best.
By being 100%.
By being 100%.
Ready.
Ready.
Willing.
Willing.
Able.
Able.
Safe.
Safe.
Supported.
Supported.
And deserving.
And deserving.
Of loving myself.
I'm loving myself.
And embracing myself.
And I'm embracing myself.
Taking personal responsibility.
Taking personal responsibility
for the power that resides.
For the power that resides. You cut out for a minute, so I may not have gotten everything.
You did. The power resides within me.
The power that resides within me.
As it does in him.
As it does in him.
As in God.
As
right?
In God. Our prime creator.
Right now. Right now.
Right now. Whoa.
Infinite.
Infinite love and gratitude. That right now, infinite. It was like, boom.
Yeah.
Boom chakalaka. Boom chakalaka.
All right, let's close this out. You ready? Infinitely.
Infinitely.
And forever.
And forever.
No matter how painful.
No matter how painful.
Scary.
Scary.
Or challenging.
Or challenging.
It is.
It is.
Has been.
Has been.
Or will be.
Or will be.
There we go. Good. So now all those different, now, yeah, it's cleared out.
Oh, yeah, right? I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Completely cleared out. So now no longer will society have to be a slave, and they can be their own master. They have that free will. They may not choose it, but they have that free will. So now what I want everyone to do is go back into the anger, the annoyance, the violated feelings, the fear, the sadness, the loss of free will.
Mm-hmm.
How does everyone feel now?
I don't feel it. Like, people tell us how you feel right now. I don't feel it. It feels very light. Feels like a gift in my heart and a gift in my body. Love to hear what y'all have to say. Pamela, Chris, Justina, Andrew, how do you all feel? Naima, Vieta. We've got at least 12 people just on this one platform. So hopefully we've got multiple people on other platforms. It's the ones that I can see here. So,
yeah.
I love it. Vieta says she feels freedom. Yes. That's a feeling of freedom. It's like it feels like my heart has let loose. So quick. It's the highest compliment I give. So I would love to hear how people feel this morning. Vieta, thank you for commenting. Chris, how do you feel? Pamela, Andrew, how do y'all feel? So we've got Andrew. He says he feels uplifted. That's beautiful. Lovely. So how do you feel, Stephen?
I feel great. I always feel great.
Yeah. But I can feel the difference in the collective. Can't you?
Oh, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is amazing. Chris?
You gotta remember, you know, there's vibrational resonance, and the collective as an average has come up. You know, it used to be around 200. I think it's somewhere around 400 now. And, you know, individuals that are lower, around 100 to 200, mm-hmm. maybe even 50, the lower in vibrating individuals that hold on to a lot of the pains, fears, and challenges and things that happened in their life and past lives, it's up to the people of higher vibrational conscious, the ones that are in a more conscious level, to offset that. Right.
Yeah.
So a person that's at 1,700 to 1,000 offsets millions of people.
Yeah.
So that's why I say a wise man changes himself first, because you can bring up everybody else just by changing yourself.
I'm writing that down here. Naima says she feels like she's let go of a heavy burden in her heart.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Pamela Gadsden, she says she feels wonderful. Chris says that the collective definitely feels better. I feel better. My heart dropped into my solar plexus. Wow, that was a great feeling. Thank you. Whitson, you got something over there?
I think somebody's knocking on the door.
They are. That's hilarious.
You got it.
That's hilarious. Okay, and there we go. A wise man changes himself first.
Right.
Because it's all within. The work's all within.
A courageous man tries to change the world. A wise man changes himself.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, we can change the world by starting with ourselves. Start in your own backyard. Start within your own body, your own mind, your own soul. Because if you can't change you, no one's going to follow.
Right.
So.
Right.
Wow. What? How beautiful. I'm going to go to commercial. I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude. I'm like, you know, the light is shining.
it's going to be a little bit lighter. Lighter for a while.
Yeah.
Everyone has free will to choose, right?
Right. And that's just the thing. It's like, so now you have this clearing. You have the opportunity. There's still the behavior. So now you have to be conscious that you are going to modify your own behavior, right?
Right.
Justina says, thank you. You're welcome, Justina. Oh. Yeah. So Dr. Stephen's quite a gift to the universe, to all of us. And I'm not putting him on a pedestal just because I don't edify people, but I'm just kind of speaking my truth. Yeah. It's not about a pedestal. This is, you know, Stephen, you've been quite a gift to us. I'm so grateful. You know, I met Stephen, you were doing a post, right, on Facebook, And you were talking about the subconscious mind. I'm like, this is my guy. I need to know him because this
which
is what I'm talking about.
From, but that,
what?
Which I disappeared from social media. I got, you know, it just, I don't know, for some reason I'm not supposed to be doing videos right now. I have other things I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And you do what you're called to do. I'm, you know, I've been focusing.
I'm still out there helping people, thriving. Everything's great.
What's that?
I'm still out there thriving. I'm still seeing patients. I'm still doing everything. I'm busy as ever. But the thing is like, I just wasn't supposed to do it anymore. So I just stopped.
Well, you have to listen to your higher self and to spirit. And
don't know what the purpose is necessarily, but I wasn't supposed to do it anymore. So everything's great. A lot of people keep messaging me and asking me where I went. Is everything okay? This is great.
Yeah, well, because they want you. They're all looking for you because, you know, you're spreading the light, right?
Yeah. I'm still doing it.
Yeah, I know. But they want it. People want it there. But if you're not called to do that, then you're not supposed to do that.
Not supposed to do it.
If there's the Facebook has been, it can be toxic, and you know, there's been a lot of people passing lately, and so I know that I'm not able to be on Facebook so much, you know, like I just can't, too much to see, and feel. But let me run to commercial real quick, and we'll come back with more of Dr. Steven Spencer. And Dr. Steven, you let me know what we're gonna do next. Okay.
All right.
So let me just take that off and that off, and we will go. Here we go.
Did you know your cell phone emits EMF radiation that negatively impacts your brain's DNA? Because your cell phone is something that you have to use on a daily basis, it's about time you take measures to keep yourself safe from the harmful effects of EMF radiation. The Altera 5G EMF Neutralizer does just that by converting your cell phone's incoherent EMF to coherent EMF, giving you 100% protection from harmful EMF radiation. So what are you waiting for? Get your Altera Neutralizer today and help us create a more biosafe world for everyone. To learn more, visit www.altera.com.
Well, you can visit altera.com, or you could also get those on SusanEssentials.com. So, and when you buy through Susan Essentials, there's always a nice little gift that comes with that. Plus, you're supporting me and the show. So one more commercial here for you. And you might notice my handsome co-host on this one.
Joey Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials, re-engineered with help of a self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
There we go. And for those of you who don't know, the functional food program is now available. It's $99 without coaching, self-paced.
We're doing it because we want that cerebral spinal fluid to flow, right?
Yeah. But
we want to produce stem cells. We want to produce more red blood cells, right? Get the hemoglobin moving, right? Get our cells oxygenated. Yeah,
and the thing is that this is not a diet. This is a program that it's a lifestyle, right? And it teaches you about what you really don't need. You know, we together just helped you with your...
That's the benefit of your program, right? It's not just eat this, not that.
Right.
It's also what products do I need to purchase for my home to have a clean environment, right? Let's get rid of the EMFs, the Wi-Fi. Let's filter our water. Right. Let's get rid of the toxic cleaning substances. And you even get into off-gassing of furniture and chemicals that are in our bed linens and things of that nature.
Oh,
right?
Big time. Yeah. I sleep in the nude in my organic sheets because it's better than my pajama.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we live in this toxic world here about limiting that exposure.
Yes. And we can't control everything. So you can't control, you neutralize.
Right.
I'm going to teach you that too. So
right.
It's about not having to live in the fear anymore. You mm-hmm. are the master of your own destiny.
Right. So the functional food program goes way deeper than just, oh, I'm a nutritionist and I'm going to tell you what to eat and how to be healthy, right? It goes way deeper than that. It's a much more comprehensive program.
Thank you.
Because a lot of people don't realize how toxic their environment is between the EMS and the Wi-Fi and the
water,
hydrocarbons and the fluoride and, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, I've tried every diet. It doesn't work. Well, because the stress that's on your body, we know that when you have high levels of cortisol, you naturally retain fat, gain weight.
I'm going to help everybody out here real quick. Okay. I can't, the people who say they can't lose weight. You're not tracking your calories. You're not weighing your calories. You're just eating food. You have no idea how many calories you're consuming. And the majority of people I see that want to lose weight, they're not eating enough. They eat one or two meals a day, and they eat salads. And then once in a while they binge. And it just doesn't work that way. If you want success, you have to go all in, and you're going to have to start weighing your food, learning portions, and eating the right amount of calories for your body weight, right? So the way to figure out the minimum amount of calories, I'm going to do this for everybody, and they can figure out their own, but the minimum amount of calories you should be consuming is your lean body mass times 10. So if your lean body, let's say you're 200 pounds.
Okay.
And, you know, you have to go by your percentage of body fat now. But let's say you're 200 pounds and, you know, I would say probably most people be around 150 pounds of lean mass, right? So in that, you would say 150 times 10 is the minimum amount of calories. That would be 1,500 calories, right? And the most amount of calories you should be consuming then would be times 20. So 150 times 20. So times 10, 1,500. Times 20 would be double that.
3,000, yeah.
1,500 to 3,000. And you have to get your body adapted to being able to eat that many calories. Usually people are somewhere in the middle. But the problem is if you're not eating 1,500 calories, your metabolism's in the toilet. And
right.
you're not going to lose weight. Your body's going to hold on to everything.
Right, because it's going to go into starvation mode.
You go into starvation mode and you're not getting the proper nutrients to have normal cell function.
Yeah, and so I want to say this. My program, and I'm going to switch right back to your program in 2 seconds. My program is teaching you how to get rid of all the toxicity so that your body's operating its full potential and does what it does naturally. Now, if you want us to get to the next level and rip, and you want to talk about your program, please?
I don't do it for people anymore.
Don't you have
time.
A self-paced anymore?
I don't. Look, I have Excel sheets. I'm happy to send it to somebody if they want to use my Excel sheet. But I don't have time to do people's diets anymore. I see too many patients. It would be too much to handle it.
Mm-hmm. I thought you had a program that you were offering online.
I refer people out to somebody who does macros and tracks them and tells them what to do. But I just don't have time to do that anymore.
Okay.
I did write a program. I did write one. I wrote, it's on my website. You can buy that.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. I did do that. But I'm saying if you want to be more serious about it, that's it. So I have the holistic health and lifestyle manual.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to
it. Which is very remedial basic. It'll take you to where it won't take you exactly where you need to go. It's a very basic program that will give you the tools you need and a good structure, right? And it compartmentalizes everything into proteins, fats, and carbs and pushes the portion sizes. And it's a great tool. But eventually what's going to happen, your body's going to adapt to that. And you need to go to a new system if you want to take it to the next level. And when you go to that next level, hey, baby.
Hey, Zeus. Say hi, honey.
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
No, hold on. We've got Siri gone awry.
Bummer indeed.
Is that Siri?
You have a Siri just piping into my show. And I have Siri off, but she likes to join in anyway. So is Zeus there? Let's say hi to Zeus.
Zeus, come here, baby. Come here. Hang on. Let me go grab him.
Yeah.
He just hung out at me. Hold on.
And thank you, Andrew, who says the functional food program is such a gift because it helps you understand what toxins you're exposed to and how you can make positive changes. And they're easy changes. Hi, Sister Holly. Oh, Zeus is happy. Oh, wow. His vibration changed.
Yeah.
From the work we just did.
Probably.
I'm hearing it. I feel it. His whole vibration changed. Wow. Good job, Zeus.
I'm going to just see what happens when I go in public today.
Mm-hmm. So you're in Florida today.
I've been in Florida since the 23rd.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here until the I'll be here till the 30th.
Okay.
And then I go back home and I come back again on the 3rd. So I've got a presentation that I'm working on. There's Chef Alex, he's here in Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
He is a Michelin star chef, and he turned into a plant-based chef now. And he just basically now cooks for the elite.
Good.
And a bunch of wealthy people. So he does a full moon dinner. So I'm going to be speaking at the full moon dinner. I can give you, and so that full moon dinner that I'm speaking at is, I'm going to give you the date here.
Okay. Now, is this publicized that people can watch it?
Yes. No, it's not going to be public. They can buy tickets.
Oh, okay. They can buy tickets. Okay.
It's in the Palm Beach area.
So I'm looking it up, Palm Beach.
So here it is, plant-based full moon dinner. I am yours truly as a special guest. Sunday, February 5th.
Okay, so let me
5 to 8 p.m. It's at the Almond Restaurant in Palm Beach, Florida.
Almond as in A-L-M-O-N-D.
Almond.
Okay.
A-L-M-O-N-D, yep.
Okay. Looks like... Hold on. Here we go. I'm looking up Facebook. Almond Restaurant, Palm Beach.
Yep.
Okay, so I found their Facebook profile. Wasn't able to find. Let me just share what I found on the screen.
So what I'm lecturing about is how to learn the love language of the universe and how karma is not what you perceive. So things are happening for you and not to you. And so your health and life can change in an instant.
Interesting.
All you have to do is change your thoughts and your beliefs.
So it's not, we do a lot of manifesting here and in this home.
Yeah.
And I think that, Chris says Zeus looks like he's smiling. He is.
I hope
smiling.
So.
Yes. He feels really happy to me.
I got to cook him breakfast yet. We got to get him something to eat.
All right. He feels really happy to me. Zeus, can you wait until after? He says he can wait till after the show. Now I completely forget. Oh, so the Almond Restaurant, going back to that. So it's in Palm Beach. So for those people who live in Florida, they can come to live.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you said it's February 5th?
February 5th.
Okay. So I'm actually going to...
You can get tickets at veganwagon.com.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was looking to do. Veganwagon.com.
Yeah. Actually, I just texted to you.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
If you look at your messages, I just text it over to you with the ad.
On comments or in my text message? Text message,
your actual phone.
Oh, okay. It did not come through, but I do have this. I did find it online. So here we go. Vegan Lifestyle. Is this it?
That's the website.
Yep. And so that's where you buy your tickets. And I'm going.
There I am. There it is.
Oh, yay! There you go. Wow! Look at that handsome dude. So, I'm actually going to see if we can drive in. I'm not sure how far that is, but I'm going to put the link in StreamYard for those who live in Florida or are going to be in Florida. And then, if you want to,
remember right. going through Georgia is probably going to be about 6 or 7 hours.
That's not bad. So look at this, and it's $75 for members, $150 for non-members, and cash bar.
Remember,
for drinks.
Well, you gotta remember that Alex is a Michelin star chef. This is not just a meal, like.
Oh, plus it's an experience, yeah. And so you get arugula, pistachio figs, balsamic redux. Gratitude Garden mushrooms, sticky rice, eggplant. Ooh, yummy. We're going to have to see if we can go. I love that. Okay, I'm having the happy dance. So, you know, I'm doing a speaking engagement, and it's not until the last week of May 31st through June. I don't know which day they're going to have me on.
In Orlando?
In Orlando, the Holistic Lifestyle Conference. So really excited that I was accepted as a speaker, and hopefully we will be bringing the Place of Peace there as well as a wellness area. So we're manifesting that. So Chris says, can you please explain what you're referring to as chakra glasses? Are they just dark sunglasses or?
So light works on oscillation with the eyes. And every chakra has a different color, and so there's a different frequency, a different oscillation to that color related to the chakra. So the root chakra would be red, the heart chakra is green, the crown chakra is indigo, and so that, and it just goes down the line. So that's why those glasses that I put on were actually green, because that was related to the heart chakra.
And then the throat chakra is your blue, right?
Yeah, correct.
I was at Heart, Soul, and Art, and Sharon Reagan, who's the owner of Heart, Soul, and Art, was doing a message circle, and the people who were having issues who had a blocked throat chakra, of course, were wearing blue.
That happens all the time. I have patients come in
wearing
a certain color item of clothing, and I put the glasses on them. And all of a sudden, I look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God. Where's the same color shirt?
Uh-huh.
It happens all the time. It's so funny.
And so do you have glasses for each color chakra?
Yes.
Ooh, I want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, they have on Amazon. You can buy them on Amazon.
Yeah. No, I get it. I know where I'm going. Trust me.
Or you can get them out there. Darren sells them on his site on infinitelovandgratitude.com too.
He does. Okay, well, we want to support that instead.
Yeah.
So should we do some collective, or since we've done the collective clearing, should we give people the opportunity to call in and have personal clearings, or we have about 30 minutes left of the show?
No, I'd like to have people call in and talk about their experience, how they feel.
Nice. That would be lovely. So if you want to call into the show, let me give you that number. It's 515-605-9325. Please call in. We would like to hear how you feel. And
I would like to hear how people transform.
Yeah. And if you're already on the dashboard, which we have many people on the dashboard, all you have to do is press the number 1, and then I will know to open up your mic. So let's let her roll. Don't be shy this morning, right? So, and I also, as long as we have a couple minutes, actually, we go to commercial in 6 minutes, so I'll just do a personal commercial.
Okay.
So I am doing a couple of programs, and mostly around spirituality. It's called the 3 R's, which is remove those things that don't serve you, replace those things with experiences that fuel your soul, and then receive the light of God, right? So remove, replace, receive. And we're doing, I have a very long program, which is about almost $4,000. But I wanted to make this available to everyone at a price that everyone can afford. So I put together a few classes, And the first class, just to get a taste, is actually going to be with me and Dr. Debbie Green here in Kennesaw, Georgia. And then, of course, you can also pipe in. We'll have a video opportunity where if you want to participate online if you're not in Georgia. And the price of that class is $149. And so it's 3 hours long, $149, with two amazing healers. Ooh. Then on top of that, we are going to have, starting on January 12th, I have two groups, one for men, one for women. And basically it's a 3 hours program. We're showing you, we're going to clear chakras. We're going to show you how to clear timelines, how to access source energy. And so when you walk out of this class, you will be doing this and you get to practice with the people around you. And so you are going to be the master of your own destiny. You're going to clear things on your own as you're called to clear it. I am not someone who wants other people to be tethered to me. I mean, I'm not saying don't come to me if you need me, but you are going to be empowered to be the best version of yourself. That's the goal of all these classes. We'll help you heal. We'll be the conduit. You heal yourself, and then you take it on like a vengeance. Well, maybe not like a vengeance. We'll take it on with love. and you can shine your own light. So those classes are available. I will put a link in the thread. And that class, you can, the group programs for men and women are, it's $1,000 if you want to pay up front, or it's $122 each class. So, which is every 2 weeks. So it's we're trying to meet you where you're at. And then if you need 0% financing, you can also get financing through Advanced Care. So you got three ways. And I've got a caller, woohoo, who's going to share. So I'm going to bring the caller on. The number is 312-849. And we are looking forward to hearing how you feel.
The number is 312-849.
Oh,
and we are looking forward to hearing how you feel. The number is 312-849.
Can you turn off your...
I'm sorry.
Okay. So whoever that is, 312-849, please turn off your other mic so that we don't have to listen to the echo. We'll bring you right back on again in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. All right, so welcome to the show.
Okay, that's better. I had the phone.
That's
and
better.
I'm sorry. I had the phone and the in the same room as the Facebook page. So, sorry. But yes,
okay.
Yes, this is Naima. This is exhilarating. I'm realizing that I have been maybe picking up other people's vibrations, and it was affecting me. So after the session, it was like I let it go. It was like a burden being lifted, you know, because the more intuitive you become, the more you're affected by the collective. And so, you know, there, I could feel the difference just in my spirit, you know, lifting the kind of the low frequency, you know, I felt it lift.
Yes.
Because I couldn't
so,
figure out, you know,
so
what I was picking up earlier,
and
now it's gone. Yeah.
Go ahead, Stephen.
So you were saying?
No, so I wanted to let her finish. So what actually happens is you know, and this goes into your forgiveness episode that's coming up next week, but you don't just forgive other people. A lot of times you hear the spiritual community say, you don't forgive people for them, you do it for you. But that's not true. Because there is an entrapment in the quantum field that ties you both together when you don't forgive. So it is serving the other person to forgive them. It's also serving you because it doesn't help you to hold on to that frustration, but holding on to that anger towards that person also affects them. so the other person doesn't forgive you, is affecting you, whether you want to know that or believe that or not, but it does in some way. So
wow.
You're not just forgiving others for your own benefit. You're doing it because it helps the other person too.
Actually helping them as well. Wow, that's very powerful.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people keep manifesting
each
other back into certain lifetimes. They have karmic things they got to resolve with each other.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Show that's next week, forgiveness liberates us, right? And it includes, and I got this from Oprah Winfrey, it includes letting go of any notion that the past will change. The past is the past. It's not changing.
Yeah.
We talked about not only forgiving yourself and others, but how it leads us when we forgive, it leads us to healthier relationships, improved mental health, and less stress. And one of the things I know that when I was forgiving, you know, certain family members, whatever, I had forgotten to forgive myself. Like I was holding myself. I was angry at myself for having a big mouth, a loud mouth, and just, you know, going off at the mouth, and I never forgave myself. So then when I did that, there was a huge lift, but then I also had to take off the residue and the imprint that was on my body from that, and what I replaced it with was the imprint of infinite love and gratitude surrounded it, which was blazoned. So I took yours and made it better. Blazoned infinite love and gratitude with the Christ white light and the Saint Germain violet flame, and I covered my entire body in that. Yes, I did. So I get to walk around with that instead of being angry at myself.
Yes. Wow, that's powerful. Well, thank you so much. Yes, great session. Yes.
Any other thoughts that you want to share? I put the programs in the thread, by the way, for people who are interested. I have one other caller from 779-801. So I'm going to close your mic right now, Naima, and we have another caller from 773. So we're just looking forward to hearing how people feel. Closing off your mic, and we're going on to 779. Let me just do that. 801.
Grand Rising. This is Maika. Thank you so much, Jody, for having Stephen Spencer on. And thank you, Stephen, Dr. Stephen. That was an awesome clearing. And I feel mellow. And when I focus on 17 generations behind me, it's very clear. It's like
I don't want you to just feel mellow. I want you to feel free.
It's a freeing mellowness. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel free. I feel very free. Very clear. Also, can we turn other people on to the blog?
We're going to do nothing.
And it works for them? Hmm? Will this work for other people?
What are you going to do now that they're free?
Say that again?
He wants to know what you're going to do now that you're free.
I'm going to have a February celebration of African American history using the African American history calendar at anewbeing.com.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to impact people with their true history.
You made your own calendar?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
He wants a calendar.
You said you made your own calendar?
Yeah, and I had gotten stuck for a minute. COVID had put it behind me. Well, when I put it out right before COVID hit, and then now I'm bringing it back out.
Good job.
Really nicely done.
Yes. Thank you.
So we have two more callers.
Can other people tune in and get the benefits of this on?
Everybody's going to receive the benefit of it because it's a collective. They don't have to be on the show or anything like that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Infinite love and gratitude to both of you.
Thank you. God bless. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. So I've got 773-450 next, and then 312-849. That might be an old one, actually. So 773-450. We're going to bring you on. And good morning. And
how you doing, Jody?
Good. Who's calling?
This is Obadiah. How you doing?
Good, Obadiah. So good to hear your handsome voice.
Yeah, wonderful show. Man, you know something that's so interesting about forgiveness? You have to first start by forgiving yourself. And we did a show on that. Somebody did a show on that a couple of weeks ago. But to forgive yourself, because here's the other piece of it. A lot of times people use mistakes you make as a tool against you. Everybody makes mistakes. So if they make mistakes, and usually just say, oh, I'm sorry, and they say, I forgive you, and that's it. But when every time you see them, they keep bringing it up like they want to use that as some battering ram against you, you have to do something different. Because if you're forgiving yourself, the other person's just holding on to use that as one rule against you. You can't do that. And then you think about it. You go to any hospital or emergency room, you see these people laying around in gurneys. I mean, not even enough space for people to get a room. And they're hanging on to their life with stuff all plugged up. Why is it that when we're healthy, we can't even be healthy and forgive each other? I mean, who wants to live a life full of pain and suffering, and you can't even forgive another person? I mean, since when have you been so perfect?
Many people aren't aware of the art of forgiveness, number one. But the other thing with all this is that you have to remember – I don't want to say this. Forgive this. I lost track of that thought. But you know, the bottom line is that. Oh, I know what I was going to say. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The gut. Okay.
Right.
Most people will not change until the gun is to their head. Things have to get really bad for them to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they need to do, but they don't do it until it's life or death. Right.
Wow.
That gun has to be in their head to the point where they're going to die. How many people do you know that just take action because they know they should? Or they wait till things get messed up to actually do something about it? How many people do you know that actually take action? Almost none.
None. I mean,
none. They let life happen.
Even when I was...
Well, the most interesting piece about
right.
that, though, is, you know, the most interesting part is that, do you know forgiveness is just part of life? You make a mistake, you forgive, now you can go and do something, change. But why keep holding on to a mistake like it's your lifeblood? I mean, you just made a mistake, you get up, dust yourself off, and keep moving it. It's a good lesson.
So you know what you need to do?
What?
Spread that word.
Yeah, right? Because, Obadiah, people are programmed to believe that, like, you have to suffer for any mistake. A mistake is simply a point in time.
That's,
you know,
it
it's a moment in time.
Lessons,
it's a lesson,
right?
but it's a moment. It's not a lifetime. You don't have to serve a jail time for a mistake that you made. Why? Right? I mean.
Get away with this, Jody. Religion's even like that. You're a sinner. You know, we're saints. That's foolish.
Cancel.
Let me show you how foolish it is. If I was a sinner, if I was a saint, I was once a sinner. That doesn't make me better than anybody else. I just managed to get through. I should be more helpful to the people that are sinners than anybody because I come from that rank. Instead of looking like I'm over somebody, why don't I get down there with them and try to help somebody find their way?
Good question.
But if we do that, we change the paradigm.
Every sinner has a future and every saint has a past.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
We need each other.
Love it.
Nobody's above anybody. Everybody has to breathe air, and if you don't have breath, your money is not going to save you. So it's
true.
Important. Yeah, I really appreciate the subject, though, because it really pinpoints what's important in our lives. We just need to be grateful, realize we're attached to other people. We made mistakes, so how would we want somebody to treat us? Brought up in our face every day. So we need to just adjust and get more into a we, us, and our mentality so we can forgive each other, because we know the only way we're going to make it is if we do it as one person. Sure,
okay,
appreciate
Obadiah,
it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though. I want to I want to make sure you understand something, and if you understand, you probably do, but I want to also make sure that the people says people understand this. The one who's really holding the grudge against you, and maybe not you in particular, I'm saying you, universal you, is you. We are so hard on ourselves. And I know lots of people who will go around making themselves wrong. They're a failure for this. I'm like, cut that out. Cancel that out. It's not you. These are your lessons. And so if you're listening to this and this is you and this resonates with you, you're allowed to make mistakes and move on. Be done. Go on to the next mistake that you get to make, you know? And that's what I was trying. Steve, can you show people your shirt? Because it says, you need to let that chick go, right? Because that's what we're talking about, right?
It's just a picture of a big fat Buddha.
Yeah, and it says, you need to let that chick go. I knew you weren't wearing just a T-shirt with any saying on it. Like, I knew it had meaning. So I'm like, I need to see what it says. So, and actually that's perfect timing.
Yeah, people need to quit telling themselves the story.
Yeah.
They love their story.
Belief story.
They love their identity. It makes them who they are. When the reality is to become part of the collective, the universe, to become conscious means you are nowhere, nothing, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nowhere, nothing, nobody.
Nobody. Nowhere, nothing, nobody, right? You just get to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you get to be, people come to you in droves because you're just easy that way, right? There's no judgment coming from you. There's no anger coming from you. You're just being. Well, people are like, oh, that's the light. I want that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think we have one more call. 779-801. So Obadiah, is there anything else you want to say before we take our next call?
You're absolutely right. That's why it always begins with forgiving yourself personally, and then you can go from there. But isn't it wonderful just to let people know that so that they can be liberated? Thanks, Jody.
Yep. Hey, Obadiah, how do you feel after Dr. Stevens' clearing? By the way.
Well, I'm already on that page because I just believe that. You know, the whole idea of society is backward, where they pit each other against your middle class, I'm poverty, you got money and I don't. That's so stupid. And if everybody just stopped doing that and stopped judging each other and just kind of find a way to be one, we would have a great universe. That's coming up next. Because you can't continue to war against each other and expect anything to come out of that. Peace is what we need, and I can't bomb up your place no more than you can bomb mine. And if some people die, for what? We're supposed to do something larger than that. So as we speak of it, we're the ones that are going to move that mark to the next level. I'm ready. Let's go.
So let me ask you this. So since you're already healed, who do you feel difference in the universe after that healing?
Of course, because now you can help other people. The whole point to healing yourself is that you can see what needs to be done. Instead of judging them, you're planting seeds and leaving messages to help the next person move on. That is actually what you're supposed to do. Once you overcome it, why can't you give back?
Right.
That would neutralize. Right. That's all we need to do. You're not above somebody because you've forgiven them. You're just trying to get on a pathway, and we all need that same pathway. So if we forgive each other, then we have a chance and can clear out all the negativities in the way. And try to
I'm sorry. Obadiah, can you hold on 1 second? Go ahead, Dr. Stevens.
you know, the one thing you're talking about is why do people wait till the gun's in their head? Why do they wait till they're sick, right? And so that is the whole thing with that. Like, I'm not a slave. I am my own master. I can take responsibility for my life and for my part in it and make the changes that are necessary and basically step into, you know, self-empowerment and self-love to make the changes, right, within yourself, because the wise man changes himself first.
The wise man does change himself first. You know, Michael Burke just texted me, and the girls are coming in to say good morning to you, Dr. Stevens. And I want to share something because you were part of that collective that helped with his healing. Back on my birthday, October 18th, I didn't tell anybody.
With Andrew or with Andrew?
No, with Michael Burke. And the girls are here. Thank you. Say hello to Tinkerbell. She says, hi. Hi, Dr. Steven. I love you.
She's not very talkative today.
Well, she's never talked. She's the introvert. And then you ready for your sister to come? Okay. And Fagala. So I wanted to say, and I didn't tell anybody it was my birthday at the time because I wasn't supposed to. On my birthday, we did a collective healing for Michael Murphy Burke. And I'm going to mute your phone, Obadiah. Hold on, if I can figure that out. Maybe not. Anyways, so I called on you. I called on another person who is a shaman, and he called on his 300 shamans. And then I called on, like, probably, I don't know, 500 people more. And we have probably had about 1,000 healers, either present on the day or sending it in, like, either online or in person. They're amazing healers at the church. And Michael Burke, so I just want to give you feedback. Let me just see if I can get this. This is not working. I'm trying to close that mic. Oh, that's why. Hold on. No, it's still not working. All right. So he was in a wheelchair. He had oxygen to see, otherwise he wouldn't be able to breathe. They said his heart was not repairable. I asked you to go into his field now because he's walking. He doesn't have an oxygen tank. He's actually working again. He was so sick that they told him to sell his car, sell his home, get ready for death. He said, yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you. And he's going to be on the show on February 14th, because he's Dr. Sound. And it's all about mindset. And we started with forgiveness, because he had to forgive himself. And then we brought in all the healers to work on all the parts that they could work on. And this man is a walking testimony to what you can do with your mind. He healed his flipping heart. They wanted to go in and give him a heart transplant. And he said, no, thank you. How powerful is that?
That's awesome, yeah.
So that's part of your work, part of my work, part of the people who listen here, that's your work. And I want to send out gratitude because this man is an amazing man. And so he will be on the show on Valentine's Day, which I thought was perfect for him because he got his new heart. He grew it back. So.
That's great.
Yeah. So anything else you want to, and we've got like 12 minutes left of the show. Is there anything you want to share with anybody else or anybody else who wants to call in? Although my blog talk does not seem to be working. I don't know why. It's really weird. Like the links, the blog talk is just doesn't work. So if you're trying to call in, oh, now it works. Okay, you got that down. So Fagala, do you have something you want to share with people? And we've got the echoing again. So it's really weird. I cannot control blog talk. It's like nothing's working on it. We're going to have to get rid of blog talk soon. Just going to say. So, Fagala, do you have something you want to share with the collective? Very good. She says, release old belief systems. That she goes, okay. She says, and in order to do that, she says, I'm asking people to practice awareness, to be more self-aware. Stop focusing on other people, she says. She says, focus on you and what you can do and start seeing how your responses or reactions are to people and then assess that. She says, stop assessing other people, assess yourself. And she goes, if you can continue to assess yourself, you'll become a force of nature, meaning you will heal yourself. And by the virtue of healing yourself, you will naturally heal others. She says, and I love Dr. Steven. You know what she did on the show? It was like 8 weeks ago.
It was like the first time I was on the show.
Yeah. But the other thing is, I had another guest on the show, and she's a young entrepreneur. So I'm actually going to close off Blog Talk because it won't stop echoing. So if you're listening on Blog Talk, and we're grateful to have you here, please connect with us on Tucson Essentials YouTube channel, because we're having echoes, and so I'm going to have to close I can't close the mic. So I'm going to have to turn off Blog Talk for the last 8 minutes. So I thank you so much for being here, but we're going to go ahead and close that. So Susan Essentials, S-U-S-O-N, Essentials on YouTube. Thank you so much. All right. Let me just end that. I can't even end the episode. Okay. There you go. And close. Thank you.